Hello everyone, welcome to Mental the Stoics. Today I have an interesting episode for you. This is an analysis, Stoic way to approach this amazing song by Stephen. It's called Start a Fire. And what I want to analyze is the introduction done by InQ. Now InQ is a songwriter, he writes poetry, and he does public speaking as well. He's very philosophical, he's very poetic. So I love this song for a while, and I've always tried to learn these words, to say it in a better way, to learn how to speak better. And the reason why I'm bringing it up is because I think it's very Stoic. The things he say resemble a lot with what the Stoics say, and he uses similar metaphors in a way that I think the Stoics would really relate, and it's kind of poetry. It's very beautiful, and I really want to encourage you to go check out the original song, of course. There's a studio version, which is amazing as well. Links for that in the description, of course, but right now I'm going to try to say it myself. So yeah, I mean, of course, not going to be as good as the original, but I'm going to try to do my best, and I really hope you enjoy it. So here it goes. Quote, "You're not going through it. It's going through you. And once it's all gone, you'll become the new you, with a different perspective from the same point of view, fully unaffected by the old truth you once knew. Connected at the roots, to the trunk, to the branches, to the leaves and the way they fly away in wind dances. A frantic seesaw, free falling mid-air that represents the floating folly of us all being who we are, complicated creatures." Huh? End quote. So yeah, like to me, that beginning of "you're not going through it, it's going through you," which relates to Epictetus' mindset of turning advantages into opportunities. We are not just going through life, but life is going through us, so we can choose to take advantage of what's offered to us. And then InQ goes on saying, "And once it's all gone, you become the new you, with a different perspective from the same point of view, fully unaffected by the old truth you once knew." So this resembles to our choice for shifting our mindset at any time. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, this means to take what's left of life and live it properly. So I love the play of words used by InQ in this part, which is to have a different perspective from the same point of view. And that to me is to understand that even though we can't escape who we are, our point of view, where we're standing, we can still choose to change our perspective at any time and our outlook on life. And then it carries on with connected at the roots, to the trunk, to the branches, to the leaves and the way they fly away in wind dances. That is beautiful, and it means to live in accordance with nature. For the Stoic, nature goes beyond the nature that we describe, full of trees and grass, but is more the human nature, the nature of the universe, the nature of how life works. And this connection to nature means to be connected to ourselves, to take ownership of what's in our control. And the roots and the branches resemble a Stoic metaphor on the importance of each part of the tree to keep us able to achieve a virtuous life. Then the leaves and the way they fly away in wind dances, this resembles in a very beautiful way the way in which Marcus talks about our human problems as passing leaves in the wind of our lives. A little stresses or a little anxiety and problems that happen in everyday life, they go away very quickly, and then soon enough you don't remember what was stressing you 2 weeks ago. So whatever you're going through right now, recognize if it's an actual problem or is it another leaf that's going to be blown away in the wind. And it's not going to matter anymore in the big scheme of things. So that's amazing. And then he ends with a frantic seesaw free fall in midair that represents a floating folly of a soul being here. We are complicated creatures, huh? The huh means everything. But no, it's amazing. This is the nature of life is also filled with chaos and disorder. We must adapt and embrace the frantic nature of adversity in order for us to grow. Right? So the frantic seesaw, the highs and downs of life. Life gets crazy. Life is uncontrollable sometimes, and it varies, it fluctuates, and it changes. And it becomes a mess because we're complicated creatures indeed, and we need to learn how to navigate that human nature that is frantic and non-logical all the time. So that's why we should use our reason to understand what matters in life and what doesn't, what we should be focused on and what we should learn to let go. So that's about it, but there's the studio version where he adds something at the end of the song. Quote, "Why is this happening to me? Why is this happening for me? Only one word has changed and it's a completely different story." End quote. And this is based on the understanding that life isn't just happening to us. It's happening for us in a way. So this means when something quote-unquote bad happens in our lives, we tend to jump to the conclusion of, why does this happen to me? Why does misfortune follow me? But what if we change that word for, why is this happening for me? Or what good can come out of this? How can I interpret it a better way to understand that this is happening for a reason? I can do something about it. It's my reaction that matters, not the actual thing happening to you. So that's amazing. Only one word has changed and it's a completely different story. And there you go. Please go check it out. It's beautiful. The song is amazing as well. Steven is very talented and Q is amazingly talented. And I'm going to leave that in the description, of course, so check it out. And I really hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you have any suggestion of any songs with good lyrics, because I love music with great lyrics. I'm really passionate about them, so let me know if you find anything that I could analyze. But for now, I want to thank you so much for listening to this podcast. So check out my website in the description. That's where I'm going to start adding some of the show notes of each episode. Check out my Instagram account where I post quotes using this episode as well as many other quotes. Don't doubt to message me either there or message me anytime at mementothestoics@gmail.com. But yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for your constant support listening to the podcast, and share it with anyone you think might really enjoy this. And memento the Stoics. Bye.